Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
No doubt landscapes tug on our psyche. Whether a snow-capped Colorado mountain or a shimmering Gulf Coast beach, our brains react to certain topographies in peculiar ways. For me, there is a landscape in northeastern Louisiana that never fails to stir something below the surface of my consciousness. I can put rough boundaries around it. Bayou Mason on the west, Highway 65 on the east as it rolls through Lake Providence, Tallulah, and on southward to Faraday. My familiarity with it goes as far north as the Arkansas line and south to the Jonesville area. It is blanketed in a shiny black soil of clay particles so tiny and sticky that they will adhere to quicksilver when wet, or so it seems. For the last 10,000 years, these soils have produced spectacular forest, astonishing in productivity and diversity. Remnants of these forests are my eye candy. What tugs at me are the dark walls of remaining trees across fields of soybeans, a plant that hurried the demise of these very forests. In the 1980s, I watched as platoons of giant bulldozers lined up and pushed the walls back, only stopping when the price of soybeans fell. It is not as if the remaining trees comprise a virgin forest. Far from it. A few enormous cypresses lingering on around secluded lakes because they are hollow and thus not marketable still twist rays of sunlight into annual rings even after a thousand years of consistent photosynthesis. Most of the other trees germinated after I did, the result of repeated logging operations in the last century. The landscape has known thousands of generations of ivory-billed woodpeckers, squalling cougars, and red wolves the color of sharky clay. It has nurtured billions of songbirds, residents, and migrants from the leaf litter upwards through the highest canopy. People, too, for millennia, were sustained by the cornucopia behind the walls, and 99% of them left it no worse for the wear. Then, late in the history of this place, humans well-versed in old-world landscape alteration arrived on the edge of the forest with European scales on their eyes. They were blinded to the intrinsic values of an ancient forest, and unsustainable exploitation began. Though the remaining landscape is missing historical species, forest cover by an order of magnitude, and the ripeness of age, enough endures to exude a palatable rawness, a primal essence like the wafting pheromone attracting those of us who remain susceptible.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.